Hold up. Grab the wall. Wiggle till your mom don't fall at all.
I've fallen, and I can't get up. I need some help getting back up.
Life alert. Life alert. Hit that button when your hip gets hurt.
Yeah!
What's up, guys? Welcome to The Plunge. Today's a day. I'm The Hunt, your host, ushering in you into season two of The Plunge podcast. Joining me as always is Riley T. Say what's up, dude.
What is up? Season two. Here we go.
We are the number one Idaho podcast, your fourth favorite hosts on the East Coast, and the number one hockey podcast south of the border. Let's dive into season two.
Woohoo!
Joining us, A-Team, Davey Wavy Splashy Gravy. I'm going to give you the A-plus right now. Season two, upgrade.
I think he's just Host Dave.
Host Dave.
Season two.
Season two, Host Dave.
That's a big move.
So yeah. Dave.
I respect that.
Welcome.
Though. Thank you.
You're
Thank
not
you.
A team anymore.
Hey, throwback to when we made the Marvel DC trade for John Hamm's Batman for Superman.
Yeah.
We're trading Dave for Dave.
That's
Good
tough.
Luck in Hollywood, Davis.
New York.
Shout out Failing Hollywood.
No. Shout out the Failing Hollywood podcast.
He'll be great.
I just chipped my fucking tooth.
Yeah? Sucking dick?
On what?
On...
sucking dick.
On corn on the cob.
So basically sucking dick.
I eat corn ferociously.
Hold on. Before you go into this, this motherfucker walks downstairs from his kitchen, and he goes, oh, I got the... Beast of Champions. He's got two hot dogs in buns, one not in buns.
Just a loose dog.
It was a loose dog, but it was propped up between two corn on the cob.
Oh, that, wait, was it ketchup, mustard on there?
There was relish.
The bun dogs had relish.
Okay.
Which I probably knocked one over onto our desk.
Probably you did. You said, I heard a bang. I went, that didn't sound good. You go, I got pickles on the table.
So I ate the first cob fine. It went down great. It was decent. It was cold because it was cooked
That's
earlier.
Disgusting.
I put it under hot water because, you know, you cook them with boiling water. So I was like, if I just put it under the faucet.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
If I put it under the faucet for a minute, it'll heat right up. Didn't.
You wash off the cold.
Yes, exactly. Mowed the first one down. The second one tasted like hot dog water because that hot dog was sitting on it.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's the new new chaser, hot dog water. Instead of a pickle back, we got a bologna back.
Oh, damn, that is disgusting.
I'm a low class person, Dave.
I know you are.
It's a salt rim, but it's just hot dogs, and then you rim it with a hot dog, and then you dip it into celery salt.
A white person cocktail is a glass of milk with ice, and then
a hot dog,
not straw garnish, like on the rim. You know how they do like.
Yeah, I'm just going to back out as being a new host after hearing that one. It's disgusting.
Yeah, so I'm eating the second one. Tastes like hot dog water. It was already unpleasant. So I was just...
Your blood is hot dog water.
Yeah, so I was just trying to get through it, and then I just hear a crack. Oh. And I was like, oh, maybe it was just a hard corn, you know, like a kernel.
Like a maize piece of corn.
It was a popcorn, you know?
A kernel.
It wasn't. I just felt my fucking tooth, and I can feel a tiny little cut in it, a little gap. So
you also... are like known notoriously for soft baby teeth.
I brush my teeth just about twice a day.
That doesn't make them strong. Are you brushing with fluoride?
Yeah. Well, I think fluoride toothpaste. And
fluoride's
everything,
buddy.
Shout out Flint, Michigan.
My dentist loves and hates me because I pay her fucking salary. Because I come in every time and have like three cavities.
How often do you go to the dentist?
Every 6 months.
Wow. I go once every 2 years.
And do you get cavities?
None. I have the heart. My teeth are like fucking diamonds, brother. I'm not kidding at all.
You could eat a corn on the cob that's exclusively popcorn kernels. Like,
dude,
unpopped, and you'd eat it like no
Dude, I
no
do.
Chips.
You know at the end of a bag of popcorn where there are kernels? I fucking munch on those.
Fun fact, actually, when I was a kid, when your baby teeth are coming out and you're getting your big boy teeth?
Yeah, your big boy teeth.
Your
BBT.
Your BBT. Anyway, I actually broke. I split a baby tooth fucking in half by eating popcorn kernels.
That's fucking brutal.
Yeah, you know what movie I was watching?
Holes?
No, no, no. I wish. Journey to, was it Journey to the Center of the Earth?
That was 3D.
No.
That's with Josh Hutcherson, right?
Yeah.
Nathan Fillion, I thought.
Who the fuck is that?
The guy from, what's he from?
Holes?
Castle.
Yes.
Castle.
He's in that, right?
Yeah.
God, that guy looks fucking jacked.
Oh, no, it is Brendan Fraser. It was Brendan Fraser.
It's a picture of him crying down the bottom right. Oh shit!
So we got fun intern facts, Tuba in studio tonight.
You won't hear him. He's
cut his mic off.
He tried talking in it earlier because you can't really hear anything when you have the headphones in the studio on. He tried talking to me. His mic wasn't even on. Get fucked, nerd.
Tuba, I'll bring you on. Don't worry.
We'll have him on later for our plunge picks. Yeah. But for now, he's on the computer. He's giving us content.
So season two, saying it now. The ban lifted.
He's intern. He's on. He's on his
probation.
He's
on a short lease. Leash?
He's producing, you know?
Yeah.
He's in here. He's going to have occasional. You know how he's had his following? His free Tuba?
Did they turn against him episode 52?
He lost a few people.
Yeah.
He lost a few people in the free Tuba movement. So.
You know, I joined the free Tuba movement episode 52.
Honestly, I'm kind of on the free Tuba movement,
too. I am,
too.
Tuba brings in a special dynamic
like
to the
show. Like I said, like Tuba is an enigma.
Tuba is an enigma. So we have the dynamic of we all bully each other, but when Tuba's on the podcast, we get that like pack mentality, hive mind thing where we all just gang up and bully Tuba together.
We just sense the beta.
Yeah.
Hey, don't look at me like that. You're
we
fine.
Got
You're fine.
We got three alphas in here, and we just got Tuba being a soft beta boy.
I'm a
beta boy.
Epsilon. I don't know what C or D. Delta. Delta.
No, you're an
D.
Omega.
Delta's not a D.
You're an Omega. You're on your own. No, okay. I'm an Omega. I bull out on my own. Tim's an Omega.
I didn't go to a school frat, so I don't know.
I mean, that's just the Greek alphabet.
Okay, I don't know that either. Does it look like I know that?
Kinda. You're friends with Tim, too. The Greek Mamba himself.
This is true. So, if you are new, I know Apple sets it up where it goes by seasons. Like, it'll probably, I think it minimizes all of season one now, so you have to click into it. If you want a recap on season one, go to pretty much the second hour of episode 52, last episode of season one. That'll pretty much give you a full recap.
That's the segment we like to call Walk Through Memory Lane.
Yeah, it was.
We hit the highlights, yeah.
Like, it made me really happy. Like, I don't know why. I went to bed that night and I was just like, man, like, that was fun.
Like, I think I listened to that twice. Like, not the first, like, specifically the second hour, just because, like, there are people who aren't normally on the podcast that brought up stuff that even when they weren't on, it just made me fucking laugh.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe that they fucking
like,
remember
we're
that.
We're at the point now where it's like, we have
history.
We have like almost 100 hours of us talking on the internet. It's like, I don't remember half of it. So like,
dude, I don't even
all
remember what we say when I leave here.
Yeah, so like, hearing people bring it back and like being like, dude, I fucking loved this. Like from episode like 8, that was fucking awesome. Because it just brought me back like the Bread Bowl saga.
Bread Bowl saga.
That's the thing that started, kicked the show off.
It was.
Right?
It was literally episodes 1 and 2. Probably most people who listen to us now don't know anything about it. It like that was such a big thing in the creation of the plunge.
Like that's still a sore spot for me, honestly. Like we won't go into it too much.
I'm ready to run it back season 2.
Fucking mad about it.
We need a repeat.
Are we doing a rematch? We'll do it this weekend.
I want to see a rematch.
Do you want to see a rematch of the Bread Bowl saga?
I do.
I mean, Jiggity J Rod's not here to.
So I would like to propose you won the first round. So
I drive,
but
this
that
time.
Was in your court. No, well,
no, because I'm gonna be
fine.
Fair.
You get to drive, but I get to eat two bowls of soup out of it.
That's fine.
Deal.
That's fine.
All right. The Bread Bowl saga.
Oh, they
is
are shaking
back.
Over the table.
Do you want to give a
official.
Brief recap of the Bread Bowl saga of the origins?
I'll just
the
give,
pre, the
I'll
pre
give
Bread
the
Bowl.
original conversation.
Yeah.
We had.
So the pre give the pre challenge
so,
convo.
Well, what was this? Almost 6 years ago now.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. So like 6 years ago, me and Riley were, yeah, I don't remember. We were either hanging out or playing Xbox together. And he was telling me he drove home from Panera with a Bread Bowl on his car. And he said it didn't fall off. And I called bullshit. And that's it. That's the whole thing. Me and him argued about that for years.
Until
so I'll leave it at that. If you do want to listen to it, go back to episode one.
It's episode one and two.
So there's a lot of yelling, so yeah. bad recording.
Yeah, it's bad quality, but it's like
It's the content.
We'll give you you'll get the full origin, but we're running it back. Hunter gets to drive. Was that my new car? Yeah, that was my new car. Okay.
It was.
I was about to say, on the minivan.
Hunter, you driving your Lambo or the
I'm driving the Tesla Model 3.
Oh, the Tesla.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, is that the new joke? I'm rich this season.
Well, yeah, fucking short guys have to have that power.
Damn
so
right.
They buy expensive things.
Do I have a big dick too, or am I a little dick
no,
boy?
No.
Tiny boy?
Yeah. Well,
big truck, little dick.
Big truck, little dick. Yeah. Yeah. I have 3 Ford F-150s. I tow them all in a line.
With your peepee?
Yeah, I tie it to my nuts and goatsy it all the way to where I'm going.
You got to respect that. That's I wish I could do that.
So Toy Story 4 came out this week. I've been informed, Forky.
Before we move into that,
yeah.
I think just because we're kicking off the new season, we haven't been paying money. We need new rules.
We need new rules?
Oh. We do need new rules.
Oh, we haven't been paying money.
We haven't. And that's right. The thing. Like,
do you have some in mind? You brought it up, and you don't usually do this. You're usually the show up and talk guy.
No, I know.
So the fact you brought this up.
Season 2 is the season of me doing shit.
Fuck,
shout out Bobby Moore. I'm trying to be more like you because you do stuff. I didn't do stuff last season.
I know you're probably joking about this, but if you're serious, that warmed my heart.
No, I actually want to do stuff. Like, we've been talking. Like, I've said some funny shit that I probably should have saved for the podcast. I'm going to start a notepad. I said I wasn't going to, but I'm going to do it.
That's a big move for me.
Riley's got a thoughts pad. Shout out Devious Film Season 2 on the way.
Yeah, it's coming soon. Get ready.
But I think...
Yo, this shit's like actually chipped.
Is it that bad? Wait, let me take a look. Can I take a look?
Right here.
I don't...
Right here.
Oh, I do see it. Yeah, no, it
is. Move your finger out of the way.
Move
your fucking finger out of the way.
Yeah, take a look towards me now.
It is. Yeah, it's right on the corner,
it
right?
It is, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. You actually...
You're about to get a cap.
Dude, my dad yesterday was like, oh, my brother just had a root canal. And he was like, well, we're out of money for the year. He's like, so
for
you got...
what?
For, I think, our dental. Like, the family dental plan.
You're like, that's tough.
Yeah, so nice. I think it resets July 1st, so I'm chilling.
All right, you'll be fine.
I think I'm chilling with a broken tooth for a week.
It's not even that bad.
Dude, my dad chipped the bottom of his tooth, and it looks like a fucking trapezoid. He got a cap. You'll be straight.
Like, listen, we're the number one hockey podcast south of the border.
Damn right,
it wouldn't be nothing without a couple chip teeth.
Exactly. Yeah. We can't in good faith be the number one hockey podcast without some chip teeth. I might just cut out the whole front.
Yeah, dude.
I might just punch me in the face.
Do it for the culture. You gotta
do it for the culture. Shout out Canada. Oh, Canada, our home and native land.
I'm surprised you know that much.
Stand beside her and guide her with the light from the night from above.
From the mountain.
Yo, that would be a
to
sick
Manitoba.
Dude, that would be a sick trap remix.
Oh, just a DJ and like switch it from Canada to America?
No.
Is that how
Canada.
We declare
What's
war
the,
on Canada?
No, that's not happening.
With sick remixes.
We just take their maple syrup.
We just drop diss tracks. No, I'm what is it? America the Beautiful trap remix? That would be fucking
You're
flames.
Very nice over there. I like your form of universal health care.
Oh, hey there up there. Shit. You gotta wait 6 months to get an X-ray, but you better believe we got the queen. I don't think they have a queen. They have the prime minister.
Dude, they got
He's
that.
Handsome.
Yeah, he almost
Justin
has my last
Trudeau's
name.
Sexy. He does.
Trudeau. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I was more French. Yo, you know what we learned last week? My grandmother, we've been raised thinking we are 100% French-Canadian. My grandmother got one of those like 23andMe things. We're 50% Scandinavian.
Ooh.
I don't know where that is.
I think it's like the Vikings.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
That's Norway.
Oh, my fucking
God. Hunter.
Here we go again.
Hunter
right.
And his maps. So, yeah. Oh,
that's
it turns
good,
out
man.
I'm 50% French Canadian, 50%
Viking.
That
explains the energy and the drive to get shit done.
Mm.
The baller in you.
It represents the hustle that you have.
Yeah. And the French side represents the coward in me.
Are those the people that try to sell you lotion in the mall, the Scandinavians?
It's
Who are they?
No, those are that's Joe's people.
The Malaysians.
Yeah.
Yep. Got it.
You didn't hear from me, though.
Hunter came to me the other day, and he was like, did you know there's a... What's that? What was it?
Iceland?
No.
Oceania.
Yeah, he was like, did you know there's an oceanic region?
Like, that's a continent,
yeah,
essentially.
Well, yeah, it's like And he's like, you can't guess two countries from there. And I was like, Indonesia, Philippines. Like,
he guessed like six in a row. He's like, how the fuck did you not know that? I was like, dude, I didn't even know that was a thing until like February.
That's like Hunter's like, hey, did you ever hear this thing? It's called Central America. It's nuts. It's like its own continent, but it's not.
Dude, Panama's in Central America.
Good.
You're damn right.
We built a canal there once.
Yeah, we connected the oceans.
Ocean. Why, that wasn't Ocean funny. Why did I laugh? Oh, so you have ideas for new rules?
Yeah, we should probably get back to that.
No, I couldn't think of anything specific, but it's time.
It's time.
It's been like
we gotta
three
start...
episodes.
I got
we...
one.
Okay.
For every who? Time for you. Every time you get a country wrong, you gotta pay a buck.
Ooh. A what?
Every time you get a country wrong where you think it's the wrong
place. That's fucked up.
Yeah. We're gonna be able to pay for this by the end of the month.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I know you don't, but you're
so we
up.
We did successfully fundraise. I think we have enough for one person right now for the Penguin Plunge.
All right. Not bad. We're
if we can
there.
Get one more. Yeah, there you go.
Shake it up.
That's a heavy fucking jar.
Yeah, you can kill someone.
If we
with
can
that.
Get one more person through just us fucking up, I think we'll then be able to get one
well,
or two.
Dude, we still have six
well,
months.
No, that's the thing. When it gets closer to the time and the fundraising page is actually active, I think we can get another one through like actual fundraising. We might be able to do it.
I think so.
I think we might be able to send three people.
We can do it.
I was talking to Hunter when we do the Penguin Plunge. So, as many of you know, the charity Sin Bin, our fuck up jar where we pay money to if we mess up, it's going to charity, the Special Olympics of New Hampshire.
So, Tuba's going to benefit.
So, it goes to this event called the Penguin Plunge where in winter you go and you dive into fucking
Hampton Beach.
Yeah, New England ocean in like February.
3 miles of coastline.
Yeah.
20 degrees.
Yeah,
outside.
It's gonna be like 20 degrees.
20
outside.
Degrees, more like 5.
No,
but I was talking to Hunter. I want to get custom Speedos that have the plunge penguin on our bulge.
Yeah, right.
And
on
it just
right
says
the tip.
And it just
what do you
says,
mean? I don't have a bulge. This isn't fair.
And then hey, either right, the plunge right. podcast or just dive in on our ass. And I want to wear Speedos for
it. I think we should have Hunter have dive in on his ass and me and you or whoever
juicy.
Wants to.
just says juicy.
Pink. Right
like, listen, I got some chunk in my wagon.
You got some junk in the trunk?
I'll give that one to you. You're still paying a dollar.
For what?
Scandinavia.
I just didn't like the joke.
If we just don't like someone's joke.
Dude, we're going to be paying like $50.
Can we just get
episode.
A boo
it's
button?
Whole, huh?
Can we just get a boo button? Like,
we need to
if
get
the boo
board.
Button gets pressed, it's just a dollar. Like if you get
can't
booed,
overuse it, though. You got
to
be
like respectively.
Yeah, I think there's
to,
a mutual respect.
We should get a button that just says nut.
Or it has to be a double boo. Like two people at the table have to boo that person's joke. Yeah.
I like that. We should get a. We should get. A yay button too for if it's a really good joke, and then you're up $1.
No, we're so funny.
You take money out of the charity.
Yeah, no, we're fucking not.
We're so funny that we're gonna empty the jar.
No. We don't take money out of the jar. We aren't taking money away from autistic kids.
Okay.
We're giving it.
Okay.
All 50 cents that's in our jar.
Yeah.
No. This is this is really heavy.
Yeah,
right?
Dude,
that's what I'm
there.
Saying.
And it's like filled mostly with 20s.
If
people
I hit,
will be like, I don't have fucking money. And I'll be like, oh, there's plenty of ones in there. Don't worry.
If I hit Hunter on the side of the head with this,
I would probably benefit from the charity.
You'd be joy. Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah. <I'd be joy>.
I would no longer be able to make fun of Tuba.
Oh, man. Tuba, you're
nah, I'm just
Tuba,
kidding. I could.
Tuba, look me in the eyes. You're a great man. All right. Don't let Hunter belittle you like that. We're going to build the alpha inside of you.
Let me fuck your butt.
This is he's
okay.
shaking his head
shaking
no
his head no
yeah. Dude, so Davis showed up to play basketball yesterday.
Yeah, how'd he do?
He was entirely in his younger brother's outfit.
That's incredible.
I look at him and I was like, new shoes? He's his brother plays basketball, so I was like, new shoes? And he's like, yeah, they're Evans. And I was like, oh, what about your shirt? He's like, yeah, that's Evans. And then I was like, isn't your brother like 5 years younger than you? He's like, listen, I get hand-me-ups, okay? Most people get hand-me-downs. I get hand-me-ups.
Oh, my God.
Davis isn't the favorite child.
He had, like, brand new ball shoes. Like, and I was like, I mean, you're looking good. He's like, yeah, it's fine.
You know who looked good on the court, though, today?
Me?
No.
Dave?
Yeah.
I did not look that. Dude, you came in for game three.
I will say, I play like shit game three. So you two are in the Trudell Bowl for $25 to the Bin Bin.
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
The Trudell Bowl?
Yeah, because you're a Trudell and you're Dave.
Yeah. I get my own little thing.
Yeah.
My birthday's still not upstairs. Just saying on your family's birthday calendar.
Go yell at Sue right after this. Yell at Mama Trudell.
Say no more. Say no more.
Yeah. You know? Slimmer Circle.
Shut up.
I had a fat week.
It happens, man. It happens.
I don't think
Every week is a fat week for me.
Yeah, like, I don't think I gained any, but I need to be, I signed up for a 9K, which I really shouldn't have.
You're going to have
Hold on. Run that back. A 9K?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Like, I thought it was 5K and 10K.
No, it's a 9K. I don't fucking know. It's like 5.5 miles. I've never ran that in my fucking life.
That's big shit.
Yeah.
Producer Tuba, look up 9K right
how,
now.
Hold on. Let's take bets. How far is 9K?
In miles?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 5.56 miles.
I'm going to say 5.13.
I'm going to say 5.57 miles.
You fucking...
Yeah, Price is right.
Price is right in me?
Damn right. Here we go. Drum roll, please. 9K Tuba is clicking on answers.
5.59.
You win with the Price is writing.
All right.
What did I say? 5.56?
Yeah.
That's tough.
That is tough. 5.513. That's tough. Close.
I was off by like here to my front door.
Yeah. But hey, it's okay. It's all right. Since we were the closest, I think Hunter should pay $10 to the
No, you just fucking want me to pay money.
But yeah, I've never ran that in my life. And that was when I was in shape. I couldn't run that.
Dude,
I'm horribly out of shape right now.
I used to be like Davis. I used to run 7-8 miles a day.
I call bullshit on that one.
I was in cross country in middle school, and
so
I was one
I.
of the top.
Why did
seven
they make you run
runners.
That far in cross country when your races were only like 3.1?
So that
miles
you have the stamina and you can push yourself faster for usually
the last
the
mile.
Things were like either 3.1 or 2 flat.
Yeah,
depending on where you were.
Yeah,
big block. Remember that?
Big
dude,
block.
Fucking
yeah,
big block. I tried it once when I was on the tennis team.
It's rough.
Did you ever run super block? That was like 7.9 miles around Crystal
no,
Lake.
No, I did big block once and I puked in some person's lawn.
Me too.
Yeah. Was it White Fence?
No, I did. I made it like halfway.
All right. That's not bad. I was so close. So for those of you who don't know Manchester, which I don't blame you, you shouldn't come here.
It's a heroin town.
It really is. Thanks, Tuba. Basically, there's a church, like, not even, like, what, a quarter mile from the school. And if you hit that church, you're basically almost
there.
Dude,
it's
like, you complete it. Like, you're 75% there.
What do you mean? It's like a quarter mile. What way would we run?
So you would go down this big road.
Oh.
You
no,
go
you're thinking of reverse big block.
Reverse big? What the fuck kind of big block did you run?
It was just the other way. Where you run down the hill first.
No. You're supposed to run up the hill. That's the whole point of big block is you get you.
That's the point of every block.
Yeah, I know. You're not wrong. Anyway, I puked in some person's lawn.
Dude.
And it was kind of cool to look at, I'll be honest.
I got chased maybe a quarter mile because I stopped. Some guy in a house. I pulled off to take a piss and some guy's like
in his lawn
bushes. It was like literally between two houses and
did
I had
pee
to take
in his
piss.
Wife's bushes.
I got yelled at in a parking lot again today.
Hold on.
Wait. So let's finish yours and we'll go to yours after.
It reminded me. Sorry.
I was peeing and this guy came out and he started fucking screaming because apparently a bunch of cross country kids would always stop in this guy's yard and take a piss and we're killing his grass.
Respect.
He chased me. My dick was still out and I was peeing while I was running. Dude, that was the most horrified I was up in like in the 14 years of my life.
Yeah,
running down Hughes Road for you Manchester people with my cock out, spraying piss everywhere.
Right.
Dude, I pissed all over my legs, and then I had to walk home after practice.
You did not live in the next town over at
no,
the time,
I
right?
didn't.
Okay, I was about to say, dude,
no,
there's
I lived,
no way you walked another...
He lived almost
I lived on
Lake.
The same road, just the other end of the road of Southside. I lived right by
Hallsville
and
Elliott.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right. Yep. We're going to have to take a stroll by next time. Just go into some random person's house and just say, this is where Hunter masturbated.
Dude, I masturbated there for 16 years? 16 years. 16 years.
Remember when you had a bunny for like a week?
Yeah, dude, he was cool as fuck.
Doug the bunny.
No, his name was Sonny. I was the only one who called him Doug.
Yeah, well, I called him Doug too because my dog was named Sonny and I was like, I will not call this bunny Sonny.
Dude.
Sonny the bunny is kind of dope though.
That is Doug cool. The bunny was a fucking thug. He was cool as fuck. He loved me more than anybody.
He did, and then your parents gave him away because they didn't want you to have a bunny.
No, because my dog tried to eat it.
Yeah. Oh shit. Wait, and like, is this the wiener dog?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, my dogs are cunts.
It happens. All right, going back to your almost getting chased in the
so there's these two crackheads at 6 a.m. Okay. There's only one more trash city in New Hampshire than Manchester.
Trash.
And that's Nashua. Yeah, so that's Nashua. So I'm in Nashua, I'm walking in to work. And there's these two crackheads, typical crackhead, at 6 a.m. Okay. in Nashville.
Like calling shit whack and pissing in each other's mouths.
I'll picture it for you. You can probably see it, but I'll explain it.
All right.
Pink, like, bunny pajamas. Okay.
Shirtless with a belt when the pants doesn't even need a belt.
No shoes on. Big gray sweatshirt.
Yeah, this is hot.
Crazy hair and a cigarette.
Yeah, keep going.
She was just yelling at
the
this one.
The one cigarette that they inexplicably have.
Yeah. And she was just yelling at this one guy, and I could not take my eyes off of it. So I'm about to walk in the front door, and they're just like, what are you doing? And I was like, I can't stop watching. So then I hustled into work.
Is it me? Are all crackheads Southern?
You know what I mean? I think
yeah,
it's
they
just
all come
you.
From Florida.
Really?
Shout out Wutzke.
Yeah. Speaking of crackheads, though.
Are you looking to spice up the bedroom?
Yeah. Are you looking to crack your head on the headboard like our intern Tuba and get a concussion during sex?
That's a fun. We got to tell that story later with Tuba.
I think we have.
We have.
We have.
The very beginning of the show. Shout out episode one.
Yeah, when Tuba got a concussion
when he was
from
on.
Having sex.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Sports Plunge.
That one run episode.
That one 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That was a fun
time. Well, I have the deal for you. All
right. What deal? Elaborate.
This deal is for Adam and Eve. All right, you can go to
Adam and Steve or Ava and Eve.
Let's go Adam and Eve today. Everyone's
Adam and
fucking.
Eve. Everyone's favorite.
Adam's fucking Steve. Ava's fucking Eve. Together,
and
it's Adam.
An open relationship.
Together,
yeah,
it's
like
Adam
it.
And
I like
Eve.
It. All right. Okay. Oh, dude, we're getting that bi too. Fuck yeah! Shout out Pride Month.
Yeah.
Shout out.
If you're bi, then buy our products.
Ha!
Right? Yeah. So you can go to AdamEve.com or AdamAndEve.com. They all bring you to the same place. All right. Free stuff. Is awesome. All right.
How much free stuff are we talking?
I'm talking 10 free things.
Oh, shit.
And
one more than
wait,
nine.
Wait, wait, wait. 10.5 free things if you think about it, because we're going to let you pick an item and get half off of that. Holy all right.
Right, man.
And then
yeah, we're paying for half your shit.
Then this is when we throw in the free stuff. So you select almost any one item for 50% off.
Holy shit. What about shipping? I bet that's fucking
Through the roof. Nope. It's free.
Whoa.
Okay. Free shipping and half off.
We'll call it 10.7.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Round it up to 11.
So you're going to get that half off item. You're going to get free shipping because we're just putting money back in your pocket. And then we're going to throw you 9 more free things.
What are those items?
All right. So we're going to give you a mystery pack.
Okay. Ooh. What's in it?
All right.
Ooh. Okay. Mystery. It's a mystery. There's going to be an item for him. Okay. There's going to be an item for Adam. An item for Eve, and an item for Adam and Eve. All right, both of you can use this one item. All right, and on top of that, we're throwing in 6 free movies. Okay, you have a Blu-ray player? Good. Okay,
because I have 3 Xboxes that I don't.
We're gonna give you high quality movies.
High quality.
You can't get this on Pornhub.
You can't. Okay, I've tried. You can't.
You can only get them from
only
Adam
hot
and Eve.
Singles are in your area until you,
join
the membership.
You thought your one day browsers was good? You're gonna love our 6 free movies from Adam and Eve.
Okay. Ooh, what do we got for movies? What's the lineup?
Toy Story 4.
Don't make me do this.
Are we dropping that for season 2?
All right. So you can use code PLUNGE at checkout. Get those free items and half off your item. Okay. Free shipping. That is offer code PLUNGE at AdamandEve.com. PLUNGE.
Item of the week. Let's just go with cock ring.
Cock ring. No, you're gonna get. I've heard from through the grapevine that one of the free items, the item for Adam, the item for the men.
We'll go with fuzzy handcuffs.
Fuzzy handcuffs.
You can get those cheap cuffs, too.
Yeah, what about a big black dick?
This episode of The Plunge...
A black all-American whopper dong?
You know it, man.
This episode of The Plunge is also brought to you by Official Clothing.
Official Clothing is a brand rooted in hip-hop based out of Tucson, Arizona. They offer comfortable yet affordable clothing lines with accessories. So, headed by the homie casual...
Yeah...
You can use offer code PLUNGE at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. Or is it all?
I'm not sure.
First and potentially subsequent purchases at official.com. That is O-H, fish like a fish, L, as in we lost our original host, Dave, .com. Official.com. Offer code PLUNGE at checkout for 25% off.
Splash, splash, motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Nine
order
rings.
Up.
Order up.
Yummy. shout out to the Inner Circle. We've been getting them rolling for
fucking
a month,
grinding.
Couple months now. The wheels are, they're rolling. We're about to start flying. The wheels are about to come in because we're taking flight now.
We got the website. We have the entire Inner Circle feed where it features shows like Comedy is Dead, Inner Circle Sports. I pulled a U.
Yeah.
Inner Circle Sports and
Slimmer Circle.
So if you like our show, if you've checked out shows like Sampy C, HT Noss, The Hood Diner, Any Pod will do.
And shit happens when you party
shit
naked.
Shit happens when you party naked. If you like those shows and you have checked them out, all of your favorite hosts from those shows collaborate on projects. Previously mentioned. It's a great listen.
So yeah, subscribe to the Inner Circle Presents on all podcasting platforms and check out the website. The website was made by the homie casual and it is sick. All right.
Gets sicker every fucking time
like,
it works
on. Unreal. We got merch probably coming soon. We're going to try to get sticker packs and different Inner Circle stuff. So go to innercirclepn.com. As innercirclepn.com. Check that out. We put a lot of work into it, and we're ready to, we're taking off, so we're excited where this goes.
Taking off like a Tesla in space.
Exactly. You're right, Dave. You know
Musk.
Where the spot's at.
I'll show you my Musk. Show me yours, Hunter.
You want to sniff me after?
I have a bunch of would-you-rathers
and hypotheticals ready.
Oh, dude. I had a good one the other day.
Yeah.
So, I give you $100,000, but every time you come... A firework shoots out of your dick.
Deal.
You take it.
No, we're not. Deal. So when I envisioned this, I was like, oh, a sparkler. You know, like.
No, we're talking like full on. Yeah, we're talking. No, I'll do that. And I'll do that every time. Are you kidding me? You can make so much money being the guy that has a firework coming out of his dick.
Oh, shit. I never thought of turning it into profit.
Holy shit.
I only looked at it as a sex perspective. Yeah. So like.
No, sex is out of the door at that point.
Yeah,
you're coming on stage for people.
You would literally be like. A fucking serial killer.
Yeah, just fucking wait. What if you nut in their mouth?
You're in a middle. Then you fucking
headshot. Nazi zombie headshot. The head just pops.
You're in sixth grade. You're having your first dance. She like puts her hands on your butt, and you just pew. She just fucking takes
take out three eighth graders.
Holy shit! What if you have a wet dream?
That's what I was saying.
Your house catches on fire.
Shit. You could potentially friendly fire and kill yourself. You
could.
If it points up at you.
See,
like,
that's
you
the dangerous thing is like you pretty much only can jerk off outside now.
But I feel like at that point.
What if you just put
people...
your dick out a window? You could never live in the woods.
Yeah, I was about...
You'd have to live on a concrete
playground.
You know
what the issue there would be? You ever put up a window, but then you got to get the screen up, and the screen's all covered in dirt and pollen, and it's kind of stuck? You'd have to do that every time.
I would have the cleanest screens in the game.
Yeah, I feel like at that point, you just... I don't know. You'd have to figure something. Like you'd have to isolate yourself. Not in the woods, but maybe... You can't go to the planes either because you catch the
grass.
Dude,
you'd be
fire.
A flight hazard. You would never be able
to
fly again.
Yeah, no, you
can't
fly a plane. What if you join the Mile High Club? You just fucking blow up a plane.
No, you join the Mile High Club and turn into a domestic terrorist.
Dude,
like,
you are a terrorist.
That's what
you
happens.
Are a terrorist.
Yeah.
Oh,
but like you could be a military weapon, you could be an entertainment.
Holy shit, dude! You could be a walking tank.
You could be
like dude $200,000, but you shoot tank like M1 tank missiles out your dick.
Shit!
You ever see like during parades when they have a tank and someone's like a bunch of people are sitting on top? That's just you, but in war. You're just fucking.
The way they mount a machine gun is they have someone sit on your shoulders.
No, they just have a hole inside the tank that's like a pocket pussy, but it goes to outside.
Dude, you're a one-shot wonder, though.
You could be a lot of shot wonders if
you. Dude, how many times can you nut in an hour? That's my question to you.
Ooh. You're looking at Riley, by the way, when you say that.
Intern
me.
Tuba held up four fingers. So kudos to you. Sad that you don't last more than 15 minutes, but congratulations to you that you're firing off four batches of knuckle butter every hour.
This isn't
hour.
About lasting.
Yeah, think of if Tuba had the firecock penis, I mean, he could.
What do you think mean by firecock penis?
Let's say like firecracker. But
think about this though. Say you get like broken up with an ex, and you're like, let's just one last time.
Just kill her. Just fucking kill her. Jesus.
She's like, pull out, blow up the next town over, and you're like, nah, bitch.
No, she doesn't know. It's just like one last time, so we can move on and just. You thought?
How are you gonna date her, sex her before, and she knows that you're shooting off like mini nukes?
Yeah, you're
from
not wrong.
Fucking.
I signed the contract when she sends me the "we're done" text.
Contract is that
the I'm get $10,000 for this.
So, I'm gonna step this up, $1 million.
Okay,
but for the rest of your life,
you can only nut your mom
once a year. One load fires off a nuke that doesn't affect you.
Holy shit!
Do you take the money?
How big a nuke we talking? Like Chernobyl?
Second
like
bomb dropped on Hiroshima, okay. The bigger one.
Like, so Nagasaki, we're talking a
Nagasaki.
Nice, we're talking a nice Nagasaki.
I'm talking all like right. 200,000 dead.
Okay.
100,000 affected by radiation poisoning. All
right, so you get $1 million if you kill 300,000 people, essentially.
Once a year.
Once a year, you're killing 300,000 people.
Dude, what would your fucking KD be by the time you died?
A lot. Too many. Yeah.
Let's say, all right, so once
I'm
a year.
I'm not taking it.
You're not taking it?
Not
no,
even close.
I don't have enough sex. I'll take it.
For 300,000?
Yeah, like if it doesn't go off, does it have to go off in the year if you've nutted?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's a good
well, problem. No, if it hasn't gone off.
Does it reset in the next
it's
year?
Like, it's like in a video game, like RNG. Like every time you nut, it's a random generated number.
And it just keeps
or
going
or random
up
number
up.
Generator.
What are the odds?
We'll go.
this is important.
1 in 365.
1 in 365.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are not bad odds.
Hold on,
because it's like it's you could theoretically go forever. Like it's like
you
the
could.
Flipping a coin. Thing.
Exactly.
It was like theoretically, like every time you could flip a heads infinity times in a row.
That is only dude. That's only a 0.27% chance.
Okay, now do
that's less than 1%.
Do I get to pick where the nuke goes off?
Dude, it's shooting out of your dick. It's just not a
so
like,
I could
you
just,
don't get incinerated.
So I could just sit and
you also are immune to radiation if it does go off around.
Does it shoot? Like, can I aim it towards like North Korea if I think it's coming?
Like, yeah, you could be. Yeah, all right. I like this approach. You could be.
How far are you busting?
Well,
nuts?
That's what I'm thinking. If it's a bomb, it's probably gonna come out pretty hot.
Yeah. No, like it's your semen, and then it just turns into a nuke. Like it detonates in the same way. That
you know
a
what?
Nuke
I'll
does.
Do it.
That's what I'm saying. I would do it.
I would do it for America, though.
How long until it detonates? Like, immediately? Or, like, could I take my sock, get on a plane over, like...
No, it detonates immediately.
Okay, and then drop it over, like, an enemy country?
It's like a fucking grenade timer. Like, it, as soon as it leaves your deck, it's you're on borrowed time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it, man. Yeah, I'd
edging would be redonkulous.
All right.
Yeah.
I want to know... You have a sword.
Okay.
Okay. What's the limit of animal you couldn't kill in combat if you had a sword?
Just an elephant.
You think just
the
an elephant?
Only, or
well, you
like
could probably
a
get
rhino.
Its trunk off, but then I don't think you could get through its limit.
I don't think
you know?
I could kill it. Is it killing or is it like how
you just
bad
have to defeat
it
in
it
combat?
Rhino, giraffe, and elephant.
So
kill a rhino?
My initial.
No, I'm saying I couldn't. Those are the three that I
why couldn't you kill a giraffe?
Because they're tall as fuck.
Yeah,
dude,
but
just
it would
chop
come,
off
it would
their
do
legs.
That. Yeah, it would come.
How strong is it? How strong am I with the sword? Like, just
fucking. That's you for you mean? To decide,
yeah, dude. You can't cut through like a fucking
bone. Yeah, you can.
Not
you can.
A bone that big.
A giraffe leg ain't that big.
You can.
Have you,
I think you could easily.
How many giraffes
chop...
have you been next to?
I think you could easily chop a giraffe.
What is
neck.
The circumference of a giraffe bone?
Tuba, you know, can you find Tuba. Out what the circumference of a giraffe's neck is for us, please?
Not a neck. How the fuck are you gonna reach it?
It's gonna because giraffes when giraffes do when giraffes attack. Have you ever seen two giraffes fighting?
Dude, that is the best
video.
That is the
necks.
Best video.
Yeah,
ever.
Are you as tall as a giraffe?
No,
tall boy?
But it's gonna it's gonna neck slap me, and I'm gonna.
No,
fling.
It's fucking not. It's gonna kick you.
No, I'm gonna swing
no,
my
they're
katana.
They're not gonna kick you. They're scared little thing. All right, we're looking at a giraffe right now, and
so
all the giraffes are on the ground lying down.
What is the average circumference of a human neck?
That's what if we just do a baby giraffe?
No. This is a full
grown. We're talking full grown female giraffe.
This initially came to me. I was watching Our Planet. Okay. And I saw a polar bear, and polar bears are the biggest mammals that aren't like.
Tupa, scroll up.
They're the largest carnivores on Earth.
Okay.
They're carnivores? Giraffes are carnivores? That's horrifying. Oh,
polar bears.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said a giraffe was a carnivore.
So
giraffe's
neck
measures 5 feet in length.
And I was like, could I?
Could you kill a polar bear?
I was like, could I kill a polar bear if I had like a sword?
I think. I could kill.
I feel like you got to get the first shot. If you don't get you got to chop something off. It can't be a stab. It's got to be a beheading. Like it's got to
an ISIS style beheading on a.
You just
I'm thinking more of like a Game of Thrones beheading,
like Skyrim style.
Yeah, you got to like chop beheading. The neck.
Okay. I think I can take on Harambe. I can.
See, that's the thing. Is like, I think I could take on a polar bear, but I don't think I could take a gorilla because they have like Mike Tyson.
But hear me
Knight,
out.
Like,
yeah, but I know where the heart is in a gorilla.
Exactly.
I can just stab the heart.
I'm not going for that because they're gonna freak out for like 8 seconds and kill me.
You just pray to God that you live. I'll take the gorilla.
No, you see what you do? You plunge. Huh? Shout out. Uh-huh. You plunge it into the heart. And then you do the duck and roll, go behind it, so that when it's tweaking out, you're out of the line of fire.
I'm not that athletic,
so I can't
do that one.
I'm 5'2", I'm nimble.
I'm going with the behead method. I think I can do that on a polar bear. I don't think I could do that with a gorilla, because if I go for a gorilla beheading, I think they're going to try to grab it. like, stop with
I don't
the
even
hand.
Think
yeah,
you can
cut their
a
fingers
gorilla.
Off.
That's fine, but it'll slow me down, and then they'll give me an uppercut with the right hand.
Yeah, then you're done.
What is gorilla strength?
Big.
It's double retard strength.
Both episode
I think that's
one,
a fiver.
Season one. Yeah, that might be.
That's the boo button.
Right,
our first boo button. That's a fiver.
You know, I didn't get called on that last episode.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Their punch is 1,300 pounds per square inch.
Yeah, I'll still fight
no,
a
honestly,
and they got a thick neck.
Those
girls bite. Oh,
that was
fuck.
A bad joke, Dave, but I'm also with you on it. Like, I don't disagree.
See, all right, so you take that. I'll pay $3.
So, like, what?
Three is fair.
What about, like, big cats? Which big cat do you think?
Oh, easily.
Every
big cat.
You just have to stab it through the heart and let it, like, just slowly die.
Yeah,
I
see, that's the thing.
The
I think anything that doesn't have, like, disposable thumbs and, like, arms.
Hold on. Run that back. Disposable thumbs?
Yeah.
They can just throw them away and grow new ones?
Yeah, after I cut them off. What about a lion? You think you could take a lion? That's like the alpha big cat.
I think I can. I think I can.
I'd give him a nice haircut first.
Dude, I think I could beat a lion without a sword in a Hunger Games arena.
You are so full of shit.
I am not full of shit. Dude, the natives used to do that.
Yeah, okay. You're not a native, though.
Doesn't matter. I'm smarter than
a
native.
You're a fucking white collar.
All right, let's take it to the water. Same situation.
No,
yeah.
Same situation.
Dude, I still doggy
paddle. Oh, man.
Dude, a snapping turtle almost bit my pinky toe off.
What about if you're on, like, a paddle board? So you have the full strength
of
gravity?
What about a
surfboard? Like, water's not slowing you down.
I can't do that. I can't balance on a paddle board, so I know I'm going. Give me a boat.
All right, you don't think you can take, like, an alligator with a knife, but it's in water?
An alligator?
Yeah, you know where it is.
Fucking alligator.
You have a tracker. You have a tracker on it, so you know where. There's no sneaking up on you, but they are attacking you.
Dude, how high is the water?
Let's go with waist level. All of these interactions are waist level. You're on a little waist level
mid-thigh?
Island.
Mid-thigh.
Mid-thigh? No, waist level.
No, because that does restrict your movement.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
But you have your mid-thigh arms.
Does?
But you have your arms. That's
yeah,
waist.
But you don't
I'm going
have,
waist.
You don't have any of your core, though.
That's fine. I'm going waist. That's this is
I
my
still
situation.
Think I could fuck up, I almost said giraffe, fuck up an alligator with a knife.
Dude,
like a Bowie knife.
What about a rhino out of water?
No. No.
What? You act as if they're aquatic animals. A rhino out of water?
Oh, I didn't mean rhino. I meant a fucking hippo. My bad.
Oh, dude, hippos are the most ferocious creature.
Yeah, they're
on Earth.
Fucking angry little elves.
I thought you could take anything without thumbs.
Oh, shit.
I didn't say that. I forgot hippo. I'm adding hippo. There's four animals I couldn't
hippos
beat.
Run 18 to 31 miles an hour?
Yeah, dude, they're like Riley when he gets up to speed.
Jesus.
It's a high five. That was good.
That's a yay button.
Damn, man. I mean, they look so fucking cute. Just imagine beheading that thing.
Dude, you ever see the hippo diarrhea video?
No.
Where its tail looks like it's a metronome and then just diarrhea spurts out of it?
No, I've seen a polar.
No, I think that's a hippo.
No, it's
an elephant.
It's a hippo.
Damn, man.
Tuba,
Can you get the video up?
All right, you go to a zoo with a sword.
Okay.
I win.
What percent of the zoo?
How many families days
before
can you
ruin? Die?
What kind of zoo are we talking
about?
You
think you can beat an orangutan? Because they're nimble.
No, I told you. Anything with like thumbs, I don't think I can beat.
I bet I could beat any
anything
any
above
primate,
a mid-sized monkey.
Minus a gorilla. Five animals.
Okay.
I'm still sticking with Harambe, man. I'm taking him out one way or another.
You're in a pool with eight stingrays.
Oh, shit.
But it's only.
Have you seen what happened to Steve Irwin?
Yeah,
but it's only ankle deep.
Ooh, this changes everything.
Okay.
Dude, that's like whack-a-mole with a knife.
Whack-a-ray.
But if they get you with one.
Whack-a-ray.
If they get you with one.
It's not going to kill you if you get stung in the foot.
Yeah, but they have stingers that'll pop out. You do have to get stung in the heart, Tuba says. But, like, there's eight of them.
I think you...
Yeah, dude,
so
they'll
how do
build
you,
the leaning like power of stingray and stab you in the heart.
It like goes back to the homie casuals, how many midgets could you take in a ring?
Excuse you, little people.
I mean, little people.
That was a fun
you
one.
Insensitive fuck.
Hey, speaking of little people, I saw a pack of little people at the beach a couple
Didn't
days ago.
Did you almost
ago.
Go really? On a date with a little person?
I almost did, yeah. And then, you know?
She found out the kink.
I wasn't going to say it, but yeah.
I have to stop getting bored on dating apps.
Same.
I got to get back on
I had this
apps,
one girl. And
I would give you my phone for Tinder, but I'm out of swipes for the day.
Did you give me Bumble?
I don't have Bumble.
What do you mean?
Or I don't ever use it, but...
Get back on Bumble right now.
Well, dude, I just mass swipe right. That's the one that I do that for. Yeah, I think I'm out of people.
Yeah, so I had this one girl, and some... I think it was just bad pickup line after bad pickup line back and forth. And I was like, I guess we're married now. And then someone came up. She was like, can we honeymoon in New Zealand? And I was like, I only have one rule.
I like where this is going.
And that rule is we have to consummate the marriage at the Shire.
Yep. Shout out young Forrest Stepper. That's me.
Said The Hobbit was filmed in New Zealand and this is just non-negotiable. She goes, fair enough. I go, you know what they say? Why use a dildo when you can fuck with Bilbo?
Dude, I have hobbit feet. I straight up have hobbit feet.
I then go, I'm going to hit it from the back end.
Jesus Christ. This took a good turn. Right.
And then I was going to...
This was a nice marriage, and now it's just Bilbo fucking people in the ass.
And then,
sponsored by Adam and Eve.
Yeah, I'm not against it. It's a little concerning, that's all.
And then I had a line ready to go.
Yeah.
But then I decided not to.
What was the
line? Then it was almost a fat joke and she wasn't fat and I didn't want to hurt her self-esteem. It was going to be trying to ride me so then I can be the king under the mountain.
Oh. Yeah, I can see why you backed out with that one.
Yeah.
You should have sent it anyways. Yeah. You don't know her.
I just need to stop being bored on dating apps. Because at this point, I'm just like, this will be funny. I can send this to Dave. Make people laugh.
Is that what goes through your mind when you're trying to romance women? This will be funny.
Yeah, kind of.
That's what I do. Yeah, I just, at this point, I don't even care. I just send whatever.
The amount of different conversations you sent where your pickup line was about daddy issues.
That one's fun.
A little bit concerning.
Let me pull that one up.
Are you okay? Wait, you pull out?
Do I pull out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. I use condoms and nut inside.
That's
great. I take that risk.
Oh, wait, I have a few more would you rather hypothetical situations.
I do enjoy those. Yeah. So we can go back to
we'll
that
get back
one.
To your, yeah, say your messages real quick. Okay. We'll give you Tinder Dave's
message.
Tinder
two.
Tips with
so,
Dave.
Yeah, Tinder, year
so
two.
Before,
diving into love, I think is what we originally called it.
Before we, she was,
wait, no, it was the catch.
Oh, Dave's catch of the week.
Yes, yeah. Dave's catch of the catch week. Of Tinder the week. Tips, Tinder tips from Dave. remember when our show was bad?
Yeah, it was a rough
remember?
One.
It still is.
Idaho loves us.
Yeah. All 22 of you.
Yeah. So her bio says the seduce your dad type. So I said, can you seduce my dad? And she said, probably. And I said, joke's on you. I don't have a father. and then she said, same. And I said, all right, well, let's meet up and talk about our absent dads. No sex. Just talk about the pain our fathers caused us. she said, that sounds like a plan just to unleash all of our childhood trauma on the first date. And then I said, then we can fuck on the second date. We just need to let it all out. She said, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I said, awesome. We're talking over sushi. It was my dad's favorite. She said, unfortunately, this is a no fish zone. I'm going to be honest, I have no idea what that means.
She doesn't have a pussy. She's like, she a, doesn't like she's fish. Like a Barbie yeah. doll down there.
Oh, I,
you should have made a, I'll fish in you, though. You I know, ah, what did you do?
I could have. And I said, understandable, looks like we're doing this at my house.
I'll blow some swimmies in you.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I said, it's the only way to get over our dad's in my bed with a second sentence there. And
that's a good one.
Yeah. There we go. And then it just... Oh, Jesus Christ. What the hell happened to you?
I almost just dropped my jewel in my drink.
All right, let's hear some would you rathers.
I know Hunter has one. All right. Would you rather be able to use the woman's room when you're out in public? You can like only this. Use the woman's room when you're using the bathroom in public.
But you can't explain, right?
Yeah, you can explain, but you have to use you have to use the women's room every time.
That's not terrible.
Or have all the toilets you ever use be the children's one. Like children's,
definitely the second.
Children's toilets.
Forever. Without a
like
second.
Like your at-home toilet,
doesn't matter.
Children's toilet.
Dude, do you know how
when
big
you,
your shits would
when
look?
When you piss in urinals, it's one of those ones that's like a foot off the ground.
Dude, yeah, no, I'll take the woman's. So wait, this is every time you're out or every
yeah,
time?
If you're out in public. So if you're good at holding it, this won't really be a problem.
I'm
but like
a,
you're
I'm
gonna have to
champ.
Do it sometimes.
I
like,
got a bladder of steel. I'll be fine.
My only problem would be at work because like, I drink a lot of water so I can keep up and like walking around and I'll go like just to get up, I'll do that. So it's like, I don't want, that's an HR issue just waiting to happen.
Yeah, but my work, I like we're pretty diverse. So I could just say
I
I'm a
just
woman.
Shit on the
we'll
floor.
Be fine. All right. You can't identify differently.
There it is. There's a loophole. Yeah. Okay. This changes
loophole
a little.
Gone.
Yeah. This changes a couple things. Yeah. I'll still whip out my dick.
Yeah. Like I feel like.
They'll understand.
You can reduce it, and I hate
just wear children. Feminine shoes.
I coach elementary school basketball, and if I ever have to use the bathroom there, it's one of those that's like a foot off the ground, and I always just feel real uncomfortable because you have to like take, you have to back up a little, but then you're like, yeah. Shit. So then
someone
you
might see
my exactly. Cock. So then you're like, I'm going back in, but I'm shooting 80. I'm shooting 179 degrees down.
Yeah, no, I'll take the woman's bathroom any day. Hunter, what about you? Or the
I'm
hunt.
Telling you, I'd take the small one.
You're taking the small
I
one?
I don't give a shit.
I did.
Healthy.
Yeah,
your
I did.
Legs would
we
be bent up.
We proposed this to someone, and they're like, well, at that point, it would just be like you're using a squatty potty all the time.
Squatty
potty. I was like, that's a fair point.
But, like, no, I'm in it because I want my dumps to look massive. It's an optical illusion, and I want to impress people.
Yeah, it's really just to assert dominance.
You clog the toilet every time, but...
Yeah, see, I don't want to go with that. Especially,
I'll just,
what
dude,
if you,
I'll scoop it up and throw
dude,
it.
What if
thing
you
is,
like Chipotle or like Taco Bell?
Dude, then it's
have,
water.
Like, three... No.
Doesn't man. Even matter.
No, I wish I had that problem.
You just don't shit when you eat. You backed up.
Just get backed up. I need your unclog, man.
I think I would take the children's one, but I wouldn't like it.
I would love it.
I would not.
Dude, I'm not that tall.
It's
It'll
like
a
51-49 pick.
Dude, I'm 5'2". It's literally, I'm just using the same
use
toilet.
You use to your advantage. This is a first.
Yeah, this is easy as fuck. It's pretty fucking good, easy game. Come
God,
at me.
God damn it.
I right. do. I have, this have one's a- fucking difficult. This is like, so they're the two, they're major drawbacks for both, I think.
Okay.
Would you rather have batting gloves permanently sewed onto your body?
Batting gloves. Like
batting
talking
gloves.
Talking like...
Baseball gloves. Not like a mitt, but like a batting glove on both hands sewed onto your body.
Or?
Or have shoes permanently sewed onto your body.
Do they have to even be sewn, or can they just be...
No,
you have
they're...
You always just... You have the best tire in the world, and your just shoes are always tied.
No, they're genetically... grafted into your skin.
Can I open up the shoe at all to let air
no.
get in?
No.
No.
It's so just a shoe.
My feet are gone. It's
so
just
the other
shoe.
Thing for that is because your shoes will get worn out, you can't take them off to change them. You have to go to a cobbler and have them repair the shoe while it's on your foot.
I imagine same for the gloves.
Yeah.
You have to go to a glovesmith.
Yeah.
A leather worker.
That would be way easier though because it's your hand. And you're not using your hand on the ground 24/7.
Yeah, you're not.
But think,
wrong,
you use your hand a lot.
Yeah,
but think about it.
You don't know
like,
how many
so
times.
So let's
I jerk off
let's go
day.
Over the perks and the drawbacks.
Yeah,
perks of
drawbacks of each. My main ones. You can never fly.
That was
shoes.
That was the thing I brought up the other day.
Yeah,
because you can fly. Never no. take your shoes
sir,
off.
Sir, take your shoes off.
I can't.
I can't. Sir, take your shoes off.
I can't. All right, you're not fucking flying.
Yeah.
But. Or you have to get pre-check everywhere, which isn't fucking offered anywhere. You might get somewhere where it's like, I can pre-check out of here. And they're like, nah, you can't fly out of here.
But you can't really use phones properly.
Exactly.
With the gloves.
With the gloves.
Unless you have like...
a built-in, like, those winter gloves that have the phone touch sensors.
You could never finger a girl. You couldn't masturbate anymore.
You could. It would just, you'd have to put a condom on your fingers.
How would, no.
Dude.
Yeah, you know, I've made my decision. I'm going shoes permanently.
But sleeping in shoes every night.
I'm okay with
your
that.
Your bed would get dirty every night.
Yeah, but fucking, would you rather
you
have
could
mitts
never
on your hand then?
You could never swim again.
That's fine. I live in New Hampshire. That's fine.
I would take the gloves.
What if your shoes get wet? Do you just have to wait it out?
Yeah,
you just gotta...
You better pick a good pair of socks.
Oh, you're stuck in the socks forever. Yeah, I feel like you can't play sports at risk of, like, ever hurting anything.
Yeah, what if you fucking... So, wait, hear me out, though.
I'm hearing you out.
Hear me out. What if I decide to go paraplegic one day and just chop off my own feet?
Then we put shoes on your legs. Nubs? On your
you have
on
nub shoes?
Yeah, you look like the world's dumbest man.
Fuck.
But you wouldn't need to use them anymore.
You'd be about as tall as I would.
Yeah.
And I feel like they don't
need
to take
your
shoes off.
You have to have prosthetics.
You have to walk regardless. Fucking.
You have to walk.
All right. Yeah, no, I'm still taking the feet.
Taking the shoes?
I'm taking the shoes. I feel like this is an easy choice because you use your hands way more often.
I disagree with you.
Yeah, but I don't think gloves are as much as a, like, hindrance to
these are bad. We're talking like catcher gloves, right?
No, batting gloves. Like you put them on
like
for
football gloves, where wide receivers wear.
Oh,
like
shit, this changes every. All right, well,
like I see, it would be a major inconvenience to me because I have like a biometric fingerprint scanner at work for each task that I do.
Yeah, that'd be rude.
I can never use that again.
That'd be a little rough.
I get really fucking. I'm already fast typing. I get like, I could be like a court typer person, whatever they're called.
Okay, a typist.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't. They make bank, by the way. Fun fact of the day.
New career.
Like you count pills right now. That would be so difficult with gloves.
No. Actually, they're pretty.
You don't have that finger grip.
Grisp.
You don't have the grasp anymore.
It doesn't matter. I'm not touching every individual pill. You have a little spatula.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cute. You get a little counter and you just put it in there. And
it's pretty fun. You use a different tray for penicillin and amoxicillin.
What if you're like cooking chicken? You have like salmonella hands. You can't really wash your hands very effectively.
Yeah, you can.
You can, but it...
Bleach. Dunk your hands in bleach. It won't affect your skin.
Yeah. Bleach the chicken, man.
Yeah, it's my favorite marinade.
I think I'm going to take shoes.
I'm going to take the gloves.
I'm taking shoes.
Oh, wait. I meant gloves. I want gloves.
I was going to say, I'm odd man out on both.
I want gloves.
I'm going shoes, man.
I think gloves is the move because you could jerk off with a pocket pussy.
Yeah, but I...
You jerk off with your hand.
Yeah, but that would be like fucking a tire.
Nothing would change for me.
Excuse me?
This is sponsored by...
Riley jerks off with a sock on his dick. See, he doesn't just nut in a sock. He fucks the sock and then nuts in it.
Oh, you fuck the sock? Like, you don't...
No.
That's not what you said last week, you fucking liar.
All right, wait. Hold every topic we're about to do right now. Let's...
Agreed.
So you, do you like put the sock in between your bed and like...
No.
No, he puts the sock over his dick. I don't know if you cup the balls in there too to keep them warm.
You just put the sock over your dick and you jerk off, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Dude, he's fucking the toe part.
What?
His dick's in there deep. He's like fucking raw dogging a sock.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine, man. It's easy cleanup. I'll tell you that one.
Well, yeah, it is. I'd never done that until Riley was like, yeah, I beat off into a sock and then he threw it at me and it's still kind of damp, which was fucked up. But then I was thinking like a couple days later, I was like, I don't want to clean up with tissues.
See, I'm a towel guy.
That's gross.
No, you just have you got the cum towel and you wash it like every, you know.
I knew a kid who had a cum pillow.
Oh, that is fucked up.
So that kid fucked the pillow.
He didn't fuck the pillow. He nutted on the pillow and then would just put it on his dresser.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, it looked like one of those things where like a mushroom could grow out of it at any point.
It's times like these I'm thankful my parents could never make it through 50 something minutes of this podcast.
Yeah, that'd be rough. Yeah, that would be,
All right, Tuba, we're turning your mic on, baby.
Yeah.
It's your time to shine.
Tuba, hit me with something spicy so the people know who you are.
Let's hear it, Tuba.
I can't wait to hear what he's going to say.
You're going
to...
We'll turn you off, Junior. If you wait.
You guys give me social anxiety. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, get ready
say
for
hi.
The bullying.
Season 2, baby.
Hello.
Your band's over. How you
fresh
feeling?
Fresh start. Band's been lifted.
Intern tubes.
Don't fuck it up.
Free at last.
Do you like intern tuba? What's your thoughts? Let's hear it.
What do you want in this company?
Thought season 2. Here it fucking is. Premiering on the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Did Dave get fired from that too?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm going to step in for season two. Oh,
we've taken over Devious Films.
Come on. So, I love it.
How you feeling about the plunge right now?
Yo, chase the bag. Don't worry about what he's doing.
I'm very proud of how far that you guys have came.
No, that we've come to, but you're part of this team.
Yeah.
I'm part of this
producer
team.
Producer and B team.
Proud of how far we've come as a group. I think that you know, a couple of friends from Manchester aren't supposed to entertain people in Idaho, but that's what we do.
That's a strong start too.
That was a, what is it? The yay button?
Yeah, that was a yay button
for me here.
All right, so that was your 5 minutes of tuba. Thanks for coming.
So how are you feeling about your band? No, you're fine.
Me and Hunter were both in a band in high school. Fun fact, that's actually
the high school band. You weren't in a band. You were in the band.
I was in a band, the jazz band.
Ooh. Guess what? Shout out
Camp BC episode one.
Sorry, I talked on the mic at the same time.
It's okay. It's okay. You'll learn. You haven't had much experience.
No. So, those of you listening, what instrument do you think tuba played?
The flute.
Clarinet.
I was going to say that too. No, tuba was tuba slash sax, not saxophone, sousaphone.
Is mayonnaise an instrument?
Stop making SpongeBob quotes. That's why people are turning on you.
Stop making specifically that reference.
I've
talked to the mic multiple times.
We all do as a group. That's our thing. For people listening, we have a group and we make ridiculous amounts of cartoon references for people over 20 years old.
So how do you feel about your position as intern tuba?
Yeah, what are you looking to gain out of this? Job experience, life experience?
Yeah, he's going to put it on his career. Yeah.
I'm just here for the benefits.
Yeah, we got to start getting them the 4-for-4s.
So spunk lube and...
4-for-401k.
Yay!
Tuba's bar is so low. I'm so mad. Tuba gets to say shit like 4-for-401k. Yeah, he can say shit like that, and I have to fucking think of intellectual jokes because my brain is gigantic.
So, answer my fucking question. How do you feel about your internship?
Honestly, I was willing to take any position, to be honest.
Do you hate Joe?
Wow.
I think Joe has some sort of deep-rooted love. He loves that.
He loves to hate me, yeah.
But he also hates that he fucking loves me.
What if it's a kink for him? Like, what if he's really turned on by just...
Oh, dude, he's doing a great job.
He loves to hate me and hates to love me. The Bin Bin Chronicles.
Man, I miss Joe.
So would you like to address your fans, the free two bites?
Yeah, let them know what's going
Stop
on, man.
Stop making names for fans.
I always appreciate the support. You guys helped me wake up in the morning and sell coke on the streets. Just kidding, it's not on the streets, it's in stores.
Stop. $5.
No, he's now at
he's
plus
getting
one
there. He's getting there.
He's at
there.
Plus one. Two yays and a boo.
Wait, a yay is $2?
I don't know.
Alright, you heard it here. Yay is $2.
On a side note, I definitely do appreciate the support that people have been giving me. Definitely when I'm watching the streams and stuff like that and people are talking about me in the chats instead
streams.
Of watching
Tuba.
You guys, you know.
I have to address something. Two consecutive weeks, you have gotten up in a hurry and just fucking dipped.
The first one was for work. The second one, me and... producer, is he producer Bin Bin? What's Bin Bin's
producer
technical
Bin Bin.
Name?
He was here.
18 Bin Bin.
No,
and producer.
He's EPBB.
EPBB.
The second time, we've already came to a conclusion on the side note that there is no excuse for, no excuse for leaving the second time.
So why'd you leave?
Yeah, where did you leave, man? This is the second
Which
part
job
of
Did your
was
girlfriend
it?
Tell you that she wanted you to come home?
Shit, I didn't come
home. I'm to be honest, I did leave to go see my girlfriend. I'll be honest with you.
Did you pipe?
No, me and Riley are on the same wavelength. Like, yeah. Indiana Jones, whip.
Jesus, tubes. All right, I got to respect that twice in, like, what?
Tuba, you've had
hours?
Sex?
2 hours.
2 hours.
You had sex 4 times in an hour.
Tuba left us to have sex
sure
for
did.
2 hours.
You would hate me if I told you how many times I masturbated in a day.
How many times have you masturbated specifically?
Wait, plus or minus 7. I'm going to make it 7.5.
I'm going to go 5.
I'm going
plus
I'm
or
going
minus 1.
Are you taking the over or the under? You're taking the under?
I'm taking the
under. I'm taking the over. I think it's 8.
Fucking real. Fools. Riley would have made out in Vegas in
I think
no
it's
time.
8. I think it's at least 8.
Today?
No. Oh, no. Not today. I'm just saying, like, my
average.
Record in one
average,
day.
Average,
average.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
what's
average.
This number? We have the over-under of 7.5. You each took the under. I took the over. What's the number?
11.
In a day?
I took a nap.
Did it hurt?
I was just,
like,
yeah, low-key.
Is that one of those
blisters? Dick blisters?
I don't know what it was. I was just really bored. And
is that one of those
of
you're home sick from school and you're
yeah.
just like, well,
yeah, exactly.
I got nothing better to do.
Basically exactly what it was. I just took a 30-minute nap, wake up, beat it. 30-minute nap,
like,
wake up, beat
you
it.
Wake up like 40
you
minutes
like
later
a
and you're like,
rechargeable battery.
Wake up, beat
you,
it.
You wake up like 40 minutes later you're like, you know, I didn't finish that video and it was pretty good.
Tuba made it through one 15-minute video.
Yeah, does the electrician actually help the problem out?
Yeah,
yeah,
you're like,
I don't know.
Like, man.
I want to know how good
the
pizza was.
You're damn right. Yeah, oh, man. Yeah. What do we got a pillow on?
We're going to get into Plunge Pick soon, but Hunter, you walked in tonight and you go, dude, I almost killed myself.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Why didn't you kill yourself? Because I'm kind of disappointed you're here.
So just a forewarning, this is about to get political.
Oh, here we go.
So the fucking fat, entitled... not degenerate, fucking worthless Americans. And I'm not talking about people who have legitimate disabilities.
Okay.
Legitimate health conditions.
All right.
I'm talking about the people who can't afford medication that are on Medicaid, which is the state-funded healthcare, for people who are supposed to have disabilities or like legitimate reasons why they can't afford healthcare, which, don't get me wrong, I support the right for people to have affordable health care.
Hashtag Obamacare.
No, fuck Obamacare. Yeah. That's absolute dog shit.
Yeah.
The fucking people that come up and they're like, my shit shouldn't be this much. It's like, well, maybe if you put the fucking Twinkies down, started working, stop faking a disability, your insulin for type 2 diabetes wouldn't be $116 for 1 month when you're in the donut hole.
Yeah, speaking of insulin, so... the new job I do now, it's just billing. So I bill everyone that gets
billing specialist.
Yeah. Call you all the time, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I
like people like you. You guys are nice because you also don't want to do your job. And you also hate these people.
Yep. So, sidebar, you work in a pharmacy.
I work in...
And you work at a pretty much...
I work in a retail
pharmacy.
It's the pharmacy.
Manufacturer's it's billing, the, right?
Like, yes. No,
so yeah. I work in a retail pharmacy, which is I do everything start to finish. I think you are just like the finished product part because you're not.
He's collecting the money for
pill,
the stuff.
Yeah. Pill pack. You can bleep that out.
No, that's fine. No, you could say that's.
But
say that's fine.
For you, you're specifically once everything's filled.
Yeah,
then
we reach out. To
you them. Reach out to and the we're gonna, companies. Yeah. And you figure out the billing and the way that everything's.
Yeah,
supposed to
be it's a little complicated. So basically, if you get it from us, then. We already have you on file. We're just going to bill you. I don't need to call you.
So random people can walk up to me and be like, I want this shit. I'm
exactly.
Like, all right.
And it's when the random people walk up to you that say...
are gigantic fucking cunts.
That say pill packs.
That's $2 this episode.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's all right. But yeah, no. So I had this lady who was calling about her insulin. I didn't realize that shit's like $4,000.
Yeah.
Like,
some of
it's rising. Because my grandfather had diabetes, rest in peace. But
R.I.P. Dave's grandpa.
Yes,
we got a new one.
To be fair,
have R.I.P. grandpa. Can we just put R.I.P. grandpa times two?
Yeah,
okay.
Grandpa squared.
Yeah. To be fair, I loved my grandpa. Don't get me wrong, but he falls in Hunter's category of just not taking care of himself.
And
so.
I mean, like, everyone in their family has that one person that's kind of a scumbag.
Yeah,
and I use scumbag loosely, but like
he's
they're
sitting in
the
room.
Tuba, do you have type 2 diabetes?
Oh, shit.
Oh, that reminds me of a joke I made once with Riley when we went to visit you at your work.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when I did the heart, the blood pressure test?
I have no recollection.
No, you guys came and visited me, and Tuba did the fucking blood pressure thing, and what'd you say?
I was like... explaining it doesn't do it justice, but I looked over at Riley as he's videotaping me on Snapchat, and I go... it says I have diabetes.
But no, I'm talking...
it's a blood pressure machine.
I'm just talking, like, there are people who fucking will walk up to you transferring pharmacies, and they're like,
yeah, I want all name brand shit because the generic stuff doesn't work and they right, want it right. paid for by the state. It's like, no, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. You're just entitled because you want something that you believe is better when the active ingredient is the same. The only thing different is the fucking binding agents, a dye that someone might have an allergy to because you're a fucking millennial pussy. Not even Gen Z, baby boomer. I don't give a fuck. Fuck off. Stop. You don't need name brand.
Now, before we... I think we should put this out. I think we already have. If you have a serious condition...
Well, yeah.
And, you know, that's understandable.
That, he's got diabetes.
Yeah. Does he actually?
Yeah.
He has type 1, though.
Yes, he does.
Where his body just doesn't make insulin. Yeah. That's fine.
Exactly.
You can't control that.
Right.
If you're shoving Twinkies
down your face every like 5 hours and you're like, you've
lost the ability to walk because right. you're so morbidly
now,
obese.
Now, here's the counter argument, though. Some could say that's a mental illness.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't
We're not here to debate that, but
yeah. I'm just talking like
I'm
baseline
sick of,
shitty Americans.
Yeah, people who, yeah, so no, I worked at Rite Aid for about 2 years and yeah. like this
not
was
in the pharmacy though.
No, it's a different end of the shitty people. So
that's also true.
People will come up. This was like when I was 16, so I didn't really know shit about
know
the world yet,
going,
you know?
Yeah.
Like I didn't know people you're a fucking ignorant little kid. Like everything's right. fucking roses and shit. And like the people would come up with like their fucking three babies and shit.
Yep.
And they
can't pay for any of them.
They'd come up. Yep. They'd buy like $100 worth of fucking name brand snacks and shit. And then they would pull out their credit card or their they would pull out cash and be like, "All right, can I get 6 packs of Marlboro Lights?"
I'm like, yeah. They're all poor people.
Like, you just paid with food stamps, but you need your cigarettes? Like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
To add on to that, being in the grocery stores for a majority of my days, I see people all the time at the beginning of the month when they hand out food
the
stamps.
EBT stuff. I thought that's where you were going
with it.
It is.
It's EBT.
They're the ones that will walk out with the lobsters and the fucking filet cut steaks.
Yeah, because they pay for those in cash and then do a separate transaction for their EBTs.
They also find a way to loophole it for beer, I've been told. Like, yeah. they
no,
ask
so
for
that's
cash
what I,
back.
That's what I would deal with. Yeah.
Yep. So it's just people,
like, now that I have a job making, like, good money, it's like,
you're paying for that.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Me off
you take it
more,
personally because that's the people you pay for as a hardworking person. It's like, you bust your ass working 40 hours a week and you're paying for
either.
The people walking out with two dozen Angus patties for them and all their
Great
friends.
Example.
The
like,
worst.
No, but like $40 to $50 worth of meat type stuff. Yeah. Like it's like, dude, I don't pay for that. I pay for you to feed your kids.
Yeah.
However many you have.
The worst fucking thing for me is when people come up and they're like, "My insurance is so shitty," and then you look and see that they're on fucking Medicaid. It's like, yeah, no, I'm filling your prescription. I work, so I'm fucking paying for it too. And you're just spitting right in my face. Yeah, it's cool. Go fuck yourself. Don't
shout out Adam Simmons. Stop having kids and adopt.
Yeah,
that's his mindset. He hates that people have kids. Yeah,
I can get behind that. Yeah, I get it. I mean, we're not gonna say it, but I get it.
I had one more thing. I kind of, you know, I feel like people take us as like, we don't stop and we're all jokes. Like, I don't mind. Let's get a little serious a little bit.
Down
here.
I am all
we're
serious
adults.
Business, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all
so
for it.
All
we're diving
you,
deeper.
All of you who are abusing the healthcare system.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck off.
You're making my job harder.
Still visit adamandeve.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Seat Giant.
Yeah, we on adamandeve.com takes EBT. So check it out.
You want
food stamps because you can get edible underwear.
My new TV works. I'm here to announce it. I took a deep dive into Netflix this week.
Is this the game show?
Oh, we can talk
we
so much.
We should talk about that.
I watched
such a good show.
So much Netflix this week. I was like, all right, I got my new fucking 4K TV. It works all the time.
Yeah, you didn't break it by setting it up alone.
You know what's funny? My dad came down to help me, and he did the same shit I did setting it up. And I was sitting there, I was like, no.
Like father, like son.
I was sitting there, I was like, it's going to break again.
Yeah, the app, it's going to break.
Like,
back to you.
I was like, it's going to break again.
No, but adding on to what you were saying about Netflix, Riley low-key put me onto a new show.
Black Mirror?
Two episodes of Black Mirror. I'm fucking hooked.
Did you watch
it? I have not, but it's my new show now. Like, when I get free time, I'm going to go home and watch it.
That's
you
the
masturbate
show I've just,
with it in the background?
Dude, you can.
The
there's so
Mackie
much sex
episode.
Scenes. It's awesome. I've just missed out on Black Mirror. I just
Black
didn't
Mirror's
watch
great.
It. I just didn't watch it. So now I'm watching it. I watched 4 of the 5 seasons this
weekend. I fell off at towards the end of the 3rd season.
Yeah, I watched every season except one this weekend, and then I went and watched, like, because it's a show that you can, it's not episodic. Every episode's individual, so I just went and, like, I read the descriptions, read the ones that I was like, oh, that's dope, so now I gotta finish the rest of them. But so, Tuba, I showed you one episode.
You actually showed me 2.
Well, I showed, okay, both from the
dating one as well.
The dating one? Oh, yeah, you watched that with me? Okay.
Yep.
The main one we need to talk about. Will brought it up last week, but I hadn't started watching yet. Striking Vipers.
Holy
absolute
shit.
Fucking banger of an episode. Literally and figuratively.
Nothing wrong with kissing your homies goodnight.
Yeah. You ever see those Instagram trends where it's like 2 moms, 2 dads, and then it's the hashtag with the rainbow, and then it says hashtag kissing your homies goodnight, and it's not in the rainbow. It says, see, kissing your homies ain't gay.
So, Dave, in this episode...
Yeah, I see. I never watched Black Mirror. I watched the first episode.
So Black Mirror is just a mind fucked of a show where it like puts the
It's like modern
world.
Day Twilight Zone.
Yeah, yeah, some dude was fucking a pig.
Yeah,
so that's episode
really
1.
Good
and
episode.
That's dude, an episode.
That was, I didn't like that at
I
all,
I thought
man.
You would have liked that, though, because it's political and stuff.
See, I like that part,
you're a big,
but
like,
actually
politics guy, like
seeing
House of
it.
Cards, like Game of Thrones, you thrive on the politics stuff.
Ah, so you like Kevin Spacey.
But yeah, so like, I thought you would have liked that episode. Watch another episode.
I'll
promise
give it another
you,
shot.
Because like, I feel like you'll like the mind fuck and like the governments behind this stuff.
I like
and just like civilization is like attached to their phones and they just make different points of different, like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
I like the episode. You and me watched it. I had seen it before. It's the one where the online people send out the troll face.
Oh my God. The one with the little kid watches child porn and then they send him on a mission to go
rob a bank
go
and
rob a
fight
bank
to
and,
the death.
Yeah, fight to the death. That kid
with
wouldn't
another
have won.
Pedophile. No, absolutely fucking
never would have won. Not a chance in
what
hell.
What the hell is the show about?
All right, so this is, it's the kid from the
Black
end
Mirror
of the
is like technology, by the way.
Yeah,
like
so
your phone.
Pretty much this kid, his sister downloaded some like movie from like a illegal movie site and you got like malware.
Yeah, download then, Shrek 2.
Yeah, so on the malware they started recording this kid and he ended up jerking off to child porn and they recorded him on video. Then they were like they sent him an email being like, here, we have this, like, go do this. And it ended up him and Bronn from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I forgot about
him and
that.
Bronn
oh,
ended up
shit.
Yeah,
all
him
right.
and Bronn ended up having to go rob a bank.
Bronn fucked a hooker.
Yeah, Bronn fucked a hooker and ruined his family.
Or tried to.
And then pretty much they blackmail him to make him go rob a bank and do all the shit. They have to fight to death on like stream, like on a thing.
You know, I remember being on Twitter like a while ago and hearing about that part. The fighting to the death part.
Yeah,
I do remember.
So,
okay.
And that kid never would have won. But
absolutely not.
Who won, by the way?
The little kid.
Well, no one won because at the end, the people leaked everyone's stuff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was fun. It was the troll face.
It was a classic, outdated thing, though. Like, you know, when, like.
No, shows, it wasn't at the time.
I know, exactly. But you know, when shows put something in that they think's like trendy and cool?
Yeah.
They had the Rage comic troll face. So,
that's way
so he
back
sent,
in the day.
He
yeah.
sent
that's
that,
the birth of memes
yeah.
right
yeah.
there.
So it was like after they said they were off the hook, they sent him like the Rage comic troll face, and I was like, this is so outdated but funny.
That's like, awesome. You know, I might have to give it a shot then.
Yeah, and then there's another one where Anthony Mackie fucks his best friend and his best friend falls in love with him via like Street Fighter 4.
In VR, though.
Yeah, it's
like
it's
full body dive.
Yeah, it's okay. this. It's
so, this is a very futuristic setting. Then. Like, yeah, this isn't going to be me just ass fucking Hunter for
no,
the fun of it.
No, it's. I think in general, it's a really cool social commentary of the way that media and society is heading, which is, I think, pretty tight.
Might have to give it a look.
Yeah.
Fucking video character sound or video game character sounds like a hell of a segue.
I fucked a polar bear, man.
Yeah, dude, this guy. So there's this, it's like a Street Fighter game that they play in.
Is this the show at the interactive?
They do have that, Bandersnatch.
Is that good?
Speaking of Bandersnatch.
Riley's
an
idiot.
I'm fucking stupid. So it's like an Animorphs thing where
it
takes
choose
you
your
to
own adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Choose your own adventure.
I couldn't make it to the end.
What do you mean you couldn't? Because
he's
it
a
to
fucking
end?
It's typically,
idiot.
It's typically an hour and a half movie.
Okay.
I died like 8 times.
Oh, you
well,
died
I didn't die.
Multiple
I didn't,
times
I didn't at die,
the same
but,
junction.
I didn't die, but I
you made the
I
wrong
killed
choice.
Wrong people made the wrong choice. I spent about 2.5 hours trying to get to the end, and I just couldn't. Because in my mind, I was like, you know what? There's a couple spots where I was like, if I keep selecting this, I bet it lets me actually do it. like one of these times. You have to be persistent. It didn't.
You're a special guy.
Riley's personality strikes me as the guy who thinks he can beat technology at technology.
So it was like kill your dad or splash coffee on your computer, and I was like, kill the dad. Kill the fucking dad.
The type of person who thinks he can beat Tetris.
Like there was one point where it was like you were on shrooms with this other guy. And he brought you out. He's like, this is all alternate realities. If one of us jumps, we're still going to be alive because another reality will pick up. He's like, I'll prove it. And then it'll be like, one of us will jump right now. And I learned you just make him jump and it continues. But I just kept being like,
I
bet something cool happened. Yeah, you're going to say, jump.
Fuck it, I'll do it.
So I jumped. I committed suicide off a high rise like 20 times.
Okay. All right. But you made a point, and that's what matters.
It's a fucking meta joke that Riley just didn't get.
Riley hears, yeah, you'll transcend this plane of existence. Looks over. Hold my beer.
Hold my shrooms.
You literally look at Riley and just go, you won't. He's like, I'll make it happen.
So Hunter, I want to do Bandersnatch again, but with
you.
With
me, yeah. That'll be fun. So Bandersnatch is fun.
So we can finish it.
Hey, you know how many times it took me to get to the end?
One. A couple? I don't know.
One.
I never finished.
Hey, what's
so
one more than zero? One.
Two.
What's one less than two?
Black Mirror.
One.
Really fucking good. So there's this, in that Anthony Mackie episode, his friend was like, man, Anthony Mackie stopped having sex with him.
Okay, respect.
In the game, he was like, I got a family, I got a wife, this is wrong.
Yeah. Do you see the sex, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Do you see Anthony Mackie just fucking
pounding
cheeks?
No, he's not Anthony Mackie. He's like, picture Ryu. He's Ryu fucking like.
Who the fuck is Ryu?
From Street Fighter? You dipshit, like Hadouken.
What's a Hadouken? I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. All right, so pretty much he's like an anime character in this fighting game, and he's fucking the woman, the hot woman anime fighting character.
Respect.
Yeah, I wish I remembered it's a full body VR thing that like puts you into the character.
Roxette. Yeah. Roxette and.
But then, yeah, it lands.
Lance.
But
yeah.
At the end, they're talking, and they haven't fucked in the game in like 7 months, and he's like, man, like I've been trying everything. I've been fucking the computers, like, just to try. He's like, it ain't the same. He's like, I joined online gangbangs with people. It ain't the same. I fucked as every character in the game. I even fucked Tundra. I fucked a fucking polar bear, man.
Oh, shit.
The morning me and Riley started watching that, I had to work. I left, a minute and a half? Like, I was still in his driveway sitting in my car, and he just texts me, I fucked a fucking polar bear, man. I was like... Bitch, what?
Do you think PETA likes that?
Oh,
PETA does not.
PETA
like
does not
fucking
condone
polar
fucking
bears.
Polar bears.
Oh, that's a real shame.
Yeah, no. Hunter left, and I go. I just text him and go, ha 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 ha. He goes, was I right? Because at the end, he was like, I bet this is gonna happen.
Yeah.
And I just go, I even fucked Tundra. I fucked a fucking polar bear, man. And I said, homie said he loved him after VR sex. They meeting in a rainy alleyway. They're kissing in real life to see if it's real. No magic. Hunter goes, are they gay now? I go, there wasn't a spark. He goes, I'm never doing VR. I go, now they're fighting. He goes, it makes you gay. In all caps. And then he goes, now what? The anticipation was killing him. I was like, Carl got a cat.
That was the end of the conversation.
He fuck the cat? I go, does not appear so.
Wait, was that the actual end?
And then he goes, bestiality replaces VR.
Yep.
I go, once a month, Theo gets to go out to the bars, and Carl and Danny fucking VR.
Shit. I got a hot pot in the fucking Black Mirror train.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking good. I'm mad I missed the train so long. Like,
I like that they're getting more like A-list celebrities on board.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus, Anthony Mackie. The John Hamm episode fucked me up.
John Hamm's in there?
John Hamm has one.
Sign me the fuck up.
Dude, how have you not already
watched it? It's one of the best episodes, too.
Which one's that?
It's where the guy...
Season 4 or 5?
I have no... It's not season 5. It's the one where his wife blocks him. They're in the cabin, the two of them. It's John Hamm and the other guy. They're in a cabin, and they're talking through like how they got blocked. And one of the guys is like, she's been raising a kid, but she blocked me, so the kid's blocked.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one. Don't ruin it for me.
That's a really good one.
He is. I'm looking at, thank you, producer Tuba. He is looking fucking sexy. My
yeah,
God.
So watch the John Hamm
one. Should have been Batman.
We got to get into our plunge picks.
Yeah.
We should probably do that.
This edition of Plunge Picks is brought to you by Podcoin.
Listen for charity.
Yeah,
or free coffee.
Yeah,
if you like listening to podcasts, you will love Podcoin. If you're already listening on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever you're listening on, You might as well get paid for it,
yeah.
Or donate it. All right. So use Podcoin. Podcoin is a streaming platform that pays you to listen. If you use code PLUNGE when creating your account, you'll get 300 free coins to start. All right.
That's a lot of coins.
All your favorite podcasts, they're already on there. Pretty much all of... Pretty much every podcast in general is on there. My mainstream podcasts that I listen to them on there. My Inner Circle ones, you can hear all of the Inner Circle. And guess what? We live in the bonus land. You get pretty much double pod coins when you listen to us on there.
Give me the loot.
So check out Podcoin. Download it now in your app store. Search for us, all of the rest of the Inner Circle, and get paid to listen. It's an awesome platform. I donate to... fresh water in Africa,
and Dave donates to Duncan's.
I donate to my coffee addiction.
Excuse me, not Duncan. It's Duncan, not Duncan's.
Just Duncan.
Yeah. He donates to Duncan.
Just an N. They rebranded.
Fucking hate Dunkin' Donuts, man.
Nope, you hate Duncan.
Yeah, fuck you.
Dunkin' Dunce. All right, so this plunge picks. We're actually having a poll this time. We work with the homie Casual, and he's created us a graphic, a template for tweeting out our plunge picks, so you listeners can vote. So vote right now on both Instagram and Twitter at Plunge Podcast. The vote will be live. Vote for who you think won.
It's gonna be this me. Week's. It's all gonna be Shrek.
This week's that'll be impressive if you can somehow pull this off. This week's plunge picks is typical. White dad things. Is it white people things or just white dads. Things? White dads.
White dad.
Because that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna be fun.
Producer too, but you're playing. You're in. You get to pick the order.
Yeah.
And we'll go just clockwise.
You can pick yourself if you want to be a cuck.
You can.
Can I just like have you guys choose the order through competition? Like I'm thinking of a number.
No, you pick.
Nope.
Oh, you no. pick.
Just pick. Just pick who starts. And we're
stop
gonna go
being
clockwise.
Beta. Right. Be alpha for
I'm
once.
Riley.
It's going to go. All right. We're going clockwise then.
Yeah.
So it's going to go Riley, Dave, Hunter, Tuba.
Yeah, I was going to say you last, Hunter.
All right. First pick, custom cornhole boards.
Classic.
That's a strong move. Yeah. That's a strong move, man.
You have never met a white dad who didn't have a custom cornhole board that either had like his favorite beer, his sports team.
The American flag.
My dad has our family crest on one. He's even got the bags of the same color.
My dad built. Our cornhole boards.
And what's on them?
American flag.
Yeah, custom cornhole.
Americana.
I think it's a strong first pick. Typical standard white dad thing. Mm-hmm. Cornhole boards.
Very,
custom.
Yep.
All right, so very, Dave, what you got?
So this is fun, because I, not to be that guy, but Papa Cole. Oh, I shouldn't say my last name.
Papa B Team Dave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Papa Splashy Gravy.
Papa Splashy Gravy is somewhere. I haven't seen him in a bit. So we're going to say, I think a solid dad move that I know of is you get the white socks, sandals. You get the grill going. The grill and attire for the dads.
Wait. So you're grilling attire.
Grilling attire, man.
Okay.
Yeah, you got that apron. Like dad cooks best.
Okay, so you're not taking any specific clothing, but general grilling attire.
General grilling attire. Okay. He's got the white high socks, the shorts, hairy legs.
Some Jesus mandals.
Kiss
the cook.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good pick, Colford.
fuck yourself.
you should beep that. Nah, that's
he's
funny.
Fine. I think we said it a million times. Are you fine? I don't know.
I will be fine.
Do you want us to bleep it?
At this point, I don't care.
Okay, you're a main host. We're probably gonna start just calling you that at some point soon.
Fine.
So
I was gonna. So my first pick is gonna be having a bad back.
Oh shit! That's a good one. Yeah. Riley's dead.
That's a fiber.
Yeah, Riley.
I'll say it.
That's gonna be a general rule.
Yep, you made me laugh. You made me laugh, but that was a good one. All right, yeah, having a bad pack's a fucking awesome pick. Tuba, you are up.
Probably, I don't know if you've ever had like gotten into an argument, like yelling back at your parents or anything like that.
No,
because like,
we're good kids.
No, but like dad's ever said, "Hi, Sirius. I'm Dad."
Oh, so dad jokes.
Yes, the dad joke.
Okay.
I was gonna try to pick that one. I didn't know we were gonna.
I didn't know if I could go
jokes.
That broad,
you
or
can.
If
that's
I could
fine.
Give a specific
that's
situation. Okay.
You're up for two.
Yeah, back to back, motherfucker. Look me in the eyes when you make this pick.
Hurting themselves trying to play sports with the kids.
That's a Hall of Fame pick,
dude. I do that already.
Mine,
that's a good one.
Mine's very similar to Tuba's,
but it's hurting themselves and then not going to the hospital.
Yeah. And just dealing with it. Exactly. They have a full permanent injury now because they won't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Respect. All
right. That's a good respect one.
All right. I'm going to pick. So I think every dad has the dad couch or the dad chair.
The chair. Yeah. The chair. Yeah. Usually a recliner. Exactly. And you don't sit in it.
No. You sit in that. You're getting the belt of the face.
Yeah. It's Papa Bear's chair.
You're goddamn right.
All right. I'm going to take dad shoes so that you can pick some. They're the New Balance 624 cross trainers or the Nike Airs. They're the Nike Airs or the New Balance cross trainers.
I was going to say, is that a pair of Air Monarchs?
Yeah, they're always the same pair. They're pure white. Okay. Like,
that's awesome.
I was in a meeting today. I saw 9 pairs of them. Like, it was awesome. Yeah. So you're wearing
a pair right now.
You have to have the dad shoes. They're the New Balance or the Nike Airs. There's no in between. And I have another pick. Shit. Yeah, I wasn't ready for two. I was so excited.
Yeah, I wasn't either. I'm thinking of mine right now.
I was so excited for the Nike Airs.
Yeah, this is tough. I'm going to be honest. I'm having a real hard time right now.
I have another Hall of Fame one.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, and my next pick is just having a bunch of pairs of glasses.
Holy shit. Seeing glasses, reading glasses, driving glasses, sunglasses.
He has his car reading glasses. He's got like his work reading glasses. He has the reading glasses that are just always on the top of his head.
He's got the ones that he reads books with.
Yeah, the pocket ones.
Nightstand.
They have them everywhere. They just get their healthcare plan has a new pair of glasses every year, so they always take advantage of it.
But their
old glasses don't go bad, so they just have a new pair of glasses everywhere.
That is a dad move right there.
Glasses everywhere.
That's a very dad move. I'm going to take... Oh, fuck. I thought of it, and I literally just forgot what I was about to say. This is kind of sad. Oh, no. I thought it. Whenever you go on a vacation...
Oh, you're taking my second one.
The dad pictures. Your dad wants to take a picture of every... Oh, we got a restaurant. Let's take a picture in front of the restaurant.
When they take it, they do the full arm extension. Yes, for some reason, they can't have to do the full arm extension. Yeah. They think that makes them a professional.
And they still got a digital camera.
Yeah. No, they
they have one of the disposable cameras.
let me roll this up real quick.
Yep, that's fun.
All right. General being deaf.
What?
General be like not hearing anything you say.
Oh, deaf.
Deaf.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said death. I was like, oh, like
no, at
you're
you
just afraid of them.
Fucking deaf.
Your dad just dies.
No, just like the you say something to them, they're just still whistling on their iPad because they can't hear and use Facebook at the same time.
Facebook. Yeah, that is a Facebook's just a dad thing in general.
Your mom yells at you before yelling at the dad to go get the dad. All right, Tuba, your last two.
I'm going to go with... Oh, fuck. I just had it in my head.
It's all right. What are you thinking?
One is getting too rowdy at Little League games.
That's a good one.
There's some rough dads out there. Thank God I never played baseball.
Same.
Yeah. My dad would never have came anyway. I got to think of a...
I still have another one.
I got to think of a final pick, man. This is the hardest one I think I've ever done.
I got it.
All right, what's
your... Asking you to pause video games.
Oh!
That are online. Yeah,
that's a mom thing.
They don't understand. That's a past generation thing. They don't understand it.
It is the most frustrating thing when you have to get into a morale argument with your dad over the fact that you don't care about the family because you can't pause.
You're sitting there, you have a 3-5 KD, and you're like, Dad, I can't pause it. There's 4 minutes left. He's like, I didn't ask if you wanted to wait.
Son, come upstairs. Dad, I'm on a 24 kill streak.
Get off the Nintendo.
That's a good
one. Dad, I'm 1v1 in Rust.
Hunter, your last pick.
Mowing the lawn.
Ah,
I knew that was going to be yours.
Just lawn care. They love a good lawn.
Every dad's got a green thumb.
Not that it counts, but with headphones in. They always mow their lawn.
I feel the opposite
because
they get excited to wave to people as they walk by.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have the opposite experience.
I have a couple honorable mentions.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. So we'll get there.
Oh, dude, I wish I could steal one of those honorable mentions. I got nothing. Give me a second. I'll think of something. Let me pull a tuba here. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what my dad does. He's a Christian. Oh, nice. Nice. My dad is the complete opposite. He's a beta with that one. But thank you from the Hunt coming in with a clutch
hunt.
Save.
The Hunt don't do anal.
I'm going to say I thought of this all by myself. So thank
That's
you,
fine.
Sir.
Yeah, I didn't have anything to do. I didn't show you on my phone.
You're goddamn right. Yeah, you showed me on your cock instead. It's not asking for directions.
That's a good one.
That's a very good one. Thank you, the Hunt.
Honey, put it in the map quest. No, I don't need it.
I know where I'm going. I went here when I was 17.
Yes. All right. My last one is just howdy, neighbor. So
I wish do that because I live in the woods.
See, but I wish I've never experienced this till yesterday. Oh. This happened to me. We have a new family that moved across the street from us, and our old neighbor didn't take care of their house. Like, it was just a dump. Yeah. And this new family was out, like, raking the yard and making it look nice. So my dad pulls up and he's like, hey, neighbor. And he's like, you're making it look good. Those last people, you know, like,
oh. Dad conversation.
Yeah, dad conversation.
The like, cane of small
and
talk.
And then the ultimate, ready? This is the ultimate movie. He's like, yeah. Well, I'm Mike. This is Sue. This is Riley in the back. He's like, and we live up here.
So actually,
so just welcoming to the neighborhood.
No, you need to specify dad conversations or the awkward introduction of the whole family.
I'm taking welcome to the neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying welcome to the neighborhood. Respect. Okay. My honorable mentions. An aggressive amount of keys.
Yep.
On a keychain.
Living in Home Depot and Lowe's on the weekend.
Oh. But not asking for help.
Not asking for help.
Damn, that's a solid.
Additional.
I wish I thought of that.
Doing all of the house repairs themselves and breaking shit.
Oh shit, that's a strong.
Tucked in golf shirts.
I feel like
yes, polos at all times.
Okay, all right.
Polos.
I thought you were going with
my
just golfing.
Polos and cargo shorts at everything.
That's a good one.
Being called
always,
Pepe.
You always mix it up with the mandals, not even like flip flops or sandals or sliders or anything
the
like that.
Toe thongs. I'm wearing dad sandals right now.
Being
the ones that Velcro in the back.
Being
and they
the dad. Being the dad with a gun for his little girl.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Taking my daughter to prom.
Yeah. So you want to date my daughter?
I'm surprised no one took this.
Erectile dysfunction.
Whoa.
I was going
to
say.
You don't need to be a dad for that one.
I was going to say going on Facebook all the time.
I should have thought of that one.
I said that. I was expecting someone to take it, so I thought of a different one that was the mowing lawns.
Just
mentioned
better,
you. Working long hours to avoid your family.
Yeah. My dad doesn't do that. He works with
my
mom.
I was
going
to say acting purposefully miserable. In your marriage, just to be a joke.
You want to talk about something?
Getting mad anytime your mom asks them to do something.
Did you know? Do you want to talk about something?
Huh?
Saying like, oh, Darlene.
Not being vulgar, but not being vulgar.
How sports were better in their day.
Yeah.
How they had to walk 5 miles uphill both ways.
Damn, that's
a Hall of Fame. That's a Hall of Fame pick.
You know, on my day, I had to walk through Iceland, Newfoundland, and the prairies of Alaska just to get to work.
We didn't have coats when I was a kid.
Back in my day, we only made 227.
Back in my day, that's a good one. Back in my day.
We only made 227, despite inflation that being worth $14.29 today, still.
Telling you to go outside even though you were outside all day.
I think that's a good point to stop. Yeah, all right,
some good picks.
I'm excited for the good vote on this. I'm really excited for the vote on this. But thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed. If you're a new listener, shout out, fuck yeah, welcome to season 2. Go check out season 1 if you're new.
This is the year of
start
political.
At like 31 on if you really want
for episode.
You
52?
Can listen to all of them. They're not all that bad.
I would avoid the first 20.
If
you're looking for
quality. Our quality goes up at like episode 25.
Is that when we got the new mic?
You could clearly tell we were new to this when we were new to this, as stupid as that sounds.
Tuba had like the first word outside of the
introduction.
That
was a tough move, you know?
That was a tough move. We set the bar low, and I thank you every episode for it.
We're just, Tuba, we love you.
Yeah,
we're
we
glad you're
going
to be around for
season
2.
You set bar, and
Tuba's drinking. He's got tweez. He's tweed up right
Tuba,
now.
Tuba, how many tweez have you had?
Drinking. Those are mine.
Okay,
are mine.
I was about to say, she's six open tweez just on
God damn. Thank you guys for tuning into The Plunge. We'll be back next week. You can find us on Twitter, at Plunge Podcast.
You can find us on Instagram, at The Plunge Podcast. Dave.
What's up, buddy?
Can you tell them what our ad is on Instagram?
Yeah, it's at Shit Happens When You Party Naked.
It's actually Party Naked Pod, but it's at T H E Plunge podcast. I guess we'll have to figure that out now.
The reason that I asked him is Dave's passing the Dave torch. Yeah.
I'm not Davis, man. He's got a high energy. I'm a pretty mellow guy.
I feel like we need a good Dave here to bring us down, get a little serious at
Me
times.
And Riley, because we get fucking riled up with each other.
You get riled up.
Yeah, I was...
Yeah, you get riled up, baby.
Yeah, go eat
get riled up, motherfucker.
Go eat some cock meat.
Yeah.
Go chip your tooth on a cock.
Dude, it hurts.
check out Inner Circle podcast feed.
Inner Circle Presents.
That's Slimmer Circle, Comedy is Dead, and...
Inner Circle Sports. There you go. InnerCirclePN.com. Official clothing. That's official.com. 25% off with code PLUNGE.
OHFISHL.com.
AdamandEve.com. Code PLUNGE for 50% off and 10 free items.
You can try Seat Giant.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know.
Honestly. Start plugging that again.
Yeah. Just thank you again. And we will see you next week. Say bye, Tuba.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry has more wins.
Thanks for listening, guys. Yeah. See you next week, Tuba fan again.
Please edit that out.
Nope. Still having fun, too, though, man. It's going to be a real big year. You watch. I'm telling you. They say the game done changed. There's just some new players in it. And they all want to see my team get up there and win it. Try to keep me still. Look where I'm at now. We made it too far. Look back down. But I ain't never ever gonna forgive what I've been told.
No.
And I ain't never ever going back to being broke. Cause if I stay on my grind, trying to stop my shine, I feel
off just a fan, writing like every other kid, grew up to be the man, paying bills at my mother's crib, every day I'm hustling, to get us out the situation, gotta deal with phony shows, goofy hoes and niggas hating, mostly all embrace a small percentage of my city races, instead of doing good, they'd rather see me catching cases, the fans love me, but I struggle trying to impress the label, and all this got me feeling like it's way too much put on the table, I'm still smoking out of O, so speculations cause I'm hardly ever home, easy to say, but how we supposed to move on when we going through depression and our brother O's gone.
Rest in peace.
Was told you gotta go through hell to get the big thing, and when you feel it can't get worse, that's when shit changed. Obama president, the Steelers won the sixth ring, so I ain't too trying. I feel like I can do anything.
They say the game done changed, there's just some new players in it, and they don't wanna see my team get up there and win it. Try to keep me still, look where I'm at now. We made it too far, look back down. But I ain't never ever gonna forget what I've been told. And I ain't never ever going back to being broke. Cause if I stay on my grind, trying to stop my shine, I feel beat never. Started small town, now we major. We done made it to the top, floor from the basement. We done made it to the top.